The games are wrapping up and the scores are rolling in. This is your source for all of Central Ohio's high school football scores and live interviews with the winning coaches and players. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing.
And just like that, we are at week 7 of the high school football season. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof. I am Ryan Baker. He is the guru, Lee Cochran, from This Week Sports. And, man, it is good to be here for week number 7. And a couple things, again, like you said, Lee, when we were getting ready for the show, we think we got this down. We think we know what we're going to see. But we just don't, some of these teams we still don't have a read on 7 weeks in.
Yeah, you're always going to have that. But I think there's more of that this year than in past years because, you know, there's a group of teams that we know are going to be, you know, very good and probably dominant, you know. But, you know, we get that, the score comes in and, you know, Big Walnut's undefeated, tied with Worthington Kilborn. No, nobody expected that. So I still think that, you know, we're trying to feel them out. Coach, are these teams trying to still feel them way out?
Well, you know, when you take a year off, which is essentially what everybody did last year, I mean, you had to throw last year out. What happens is a lot of these young kids went from being freshman football players to juniors. You know what I mean? Last year's kind of an oxymoron, if you will. It's a year without a year. And now all of a sudden they're coming into their own. And some of them are developing a little bit later. Some of these teams, I mean, go figure. I'm not exactly sure how this is all working out, but it seems like we've got more unique scores than we've had in a long time.
Well,
you used to be able to figure this out.
Yeah.
They'll win by 10, they'll win by 20. No.
Well, we talked to Big Walnut Coach Rob Page, who said basically last year was, you know, year zero.
Yes.
And Coach Buttermore at Upper Arlington pretty much said the same thing. So, you know, is it just, you know, taking longer because of that to figure out who the heck you are?
Well, some of these kids are developing slower. They missed out on a whole preseason last year. They missed out on all that summer stuff last year. And this is their first real summer. They went from being a 14-year-old freshman to a 16-year-old junior, you know, and they missed all of the summer work, and they got thrown into a season last year where they may have gotten to help a little bit. But now they've had an entire offseason, all the weightlifting, all the training, all the summer, and now they're starting to come into their own. And some of these teams are just developing differently than others. And we know who the powerhouses are. I mean, Pickerington Central is Pickerington Central.
Yeah.
This year, Marysville, we knew going in because of the people that they had, they were going to be an outstanding team. There's no doubt about that. Upper Arlington, we thought at the beginning, they're going to be a solid team. They got a good running game. They got a great running back. And it's Upper Arlington. They had a first-year coach last year. They're going to be better this year. But some of these teams, you're just not sure. We have a Westland score out there. Westland was fighting to win a game tonight against somebody they probably
should. They're playing Pickerington North, and they were up 7-6. I think it was 13-7 last we saw.
Yeah, I mean, who thunk it?
Like, no, nobody. And well, like you say, last year they're practicing in pods of no more than 9. This summer it was, you know, unlimited practices just to get everybody back. And, you know, just I guess just the way we mature as human beings, some do it sooner and some do it later. I guess it's happening on the football field as well.
Yep. And some of these coaches were new coaches to new schools, and it's just taking longer. But some of this is just fun. This is just high school football.
But then how do you think it that the two coaches we mentioned, Rob Page and Coach Buttermore, they both said last year's year zero, both their teams are undefeated right now.
Well,
and surprisingly undefeated.
Yeah. Well, Upper Arlington won the first game 42-41 or 41-40.
Well, they were down 3 touchdowns.
And they were losing by 21.
Yeah, and Coach Buttermore said that you know, that's been the whole key to the season coming back. What, you want to say something, Ryan? Jump in.
I don't know if we should be surprised by this because we're seeing the same thing on Saturdays with college football, and I've heard a lot of those coaches talk about how last year was different. We didn't get to get guys game reps and experience that we thought we would throughout the year because of shorter seasons or because of different circumstances. So maybe it's just something we shouldn't be surprised about, but I'm still surprised when I see it. When I see Big Walnut tied with Worthington Kilborn and struggling, I'm shocked about it. When I see Pick North and Westland tonight, and we don't know, maybe Pick North is playing the JV team tonight. We don't know, but when we see this score, we have to question it. And goodness gracious, nobody, we've talked about it on the show, nobody would ever say DeSales is going to lay down and die, but them beating Steubenville right now is crazy.
Well, now, here's what I'll throw one back at Coach. You're undefeated. You're playing a team that's 2-4. you can tell your team, this team's better than what their record is. But you're 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, and you don't know what you're talking about, Coach.
I can tell you many times when I got on the bus and I would look at my assistant coaches, we're in trouble tonight, boys. We're in trouble. Because you just know that you're in trouble. You know the other guy thinks this is the biggest game on their schedule, and you know your kids have practiced like it wasn't that important this week.
Well, I listen.
And it drives you nuts.
Yeah.
Well, that's 16 years old.
That's at all levels, because I heard former Indianapolis coach Chuck Pagano was on a show, and he was talking about you're undefeated. When you're undefeated, he goes, sometimes you just get so tight because there's pressure on you being undefeated. He said, you almost would rather be that team that's lost once or twice, and you're just so much more loose. You're dancing a little bit before the game. He said he's had both those teams. He said you can just see it.
Well, the really good teams, and I heard, I can't remember who it was. It was on one of the sports talk shows this week. The really good teams find a way to always have a chip on their shoulder. There's always somebody who's disrespecting them, or somebody that's, you know, they always find a reason or find a way to get themselves ready for every game. It's hard for a 16-year-old kid to do that all the time.
But isn't that a part of the coach's responsibility? Because when we talk to how many coaches have we talked to and have said, well, you know, we want to be happy with this, but when we look at film tomorrow, and you've even told me, you said you've got to keep the kids on edge, you know, to where
never be satisfied.
Because you told us, I don't know if you said it on the air or off the air, but you said if you ever saw a play where all 11 players did the right thing, you were done.
I was going to resign, absolutely.
And you coached how many years? 38?
38, so it never happened. I'm still working on that. It's an amazing thing. But these coaches, they'll tell their kids that it's hard to get it through to a kid that they could actually lose this game. They just don't. It's not that they don't believe you. They just don't believe you. You know what I mean? I know it sounds crazy, but it's human nature.
But they see the things that we do, the same things that we're shocked when we see these scores. Kids see that. Kids live on social media and Twitter, and I understand what you're saying, but it's just crazy. And you talk about the coaches, but that's what the great players do. Jordan always held something against somebody to motivate.
Yep.
Tom Brady's still motivated by 199. He lives his life around 199.
Sure he does. And guess what? He's going back to Foxborough this weekend, and he's going to be angry about something. And so is Bill Belichick, because they're both great
Lee, real quick, before you jump in here, we talked about that DeSales game. Max Shulall just returned an interception for a touchdown, so they've extended that lead. They lead Steubenville 30-21 now with 7 minutes left.
That's phenomenal.
That really is. That's the same Steubenville team that took down Liberty. In the opener, 22-6?
Yeah,
and I guess how surprised you would be, because DeSales beat them 2 years ago when they last played.
And they're DeSales in this one, their backs are against the wall. They're going to have a tough time making the playoffs. This just helped them hugely.
If they end up pulling this off, I mean, because we looked at it last week after the show, and we're like, okay, you know, just being logical, look at the rest of their schedule. If it played out the way you would suspect, they really look to be on the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. But you know, they're going to pick up a ton of points beating the Big Red.
How would you like to be a fly on the wall in that locker room if the Big Red loses? Reno's coach is going to not be a happy camper.
No, and I just love
the Ohio River may flow the other direction starting Monday.
Yeah, but I guess what I always like is every time you look at Steubenville's schedule, it's like 9 home games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Reno doesn't like bus trips.
Nope.
So we're talking about all these games going on right now. We do have games final, a couple from last night in the City League, and then some tonight. Let's talk about the City League first with those games last night. Columbus South gets a big win. They beat Independence 54-22, and Northland hammers Whetstone to get their first win of the year 36-6. Lee, I want to talk about the Beechcroft-Linden-McKinley game here, because this one had huge implications for the North Division. But it didn't get finished last night. It was 26-14 Beechcroft over Lyndon McKinley. The game got suspended, 4:50 left in it. They're supposed to resume it and finish it tomorrow afternoon. A bunch of things going on the field, chippiness, fights with the players. Coaches and referees talked multiple times throughout this one. Then there was a rumor that there could possibly be a shooting in the area around 11 o'clock last night, so they decided to suspend this game. We've seen some incidents like this at City League games this year. Gunfire in a parking lot after one of the games. That's on video out there that people have seen. Is this something where the City League just needs to look at playing all their games on Saturday afternoon?
Well, it was several years ago. I mean, probably close to 15, 20 years ago when they did do that one year and said all the games are going to be on Saturday afternoon. You know, you've got to look at it because now I'm not putting all the blame on the extracurriculars out off the field, you know, because hey, if this game should have been over well before 11 o'clock. Not condoning that somebody says, hey, there's gonna be a shooting at 11 o'clock. Obviously not doing that, but you know, with all the chippiness, with you know, all the unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, I mean, it was just ridiculous. I mean, that is the responsibility of the refs. That's the responsibility of the coaches. And quite honestly, it's responsible to the players, too. You know, I mean, the officials go to the coach and say, hey, coach, you've got to settle your kids down. Coach goes out and says, guys, you know, we've got to settle down. We've got to play this game. Let's play hard. Play as hard as you can, but play within the rules. And, you know, I don't know. I can only assume that I failed on all three counts.
Well, it's just a microcosm of the society. I mean, it's sometimes it's the kids outside the stadium. Sometimes it's the kids on the field. Yeah, but they're all the same kids. You know what I mean? They all know each other. They're all buddies. They're all friends. They're all not friends. You know what I mean? They know who they like. They know who they don't like. And so it's not just, you know, what's a coach going to do? Tell your kids. Well, if the kids don't listen, what are you going to do? At some point, it's fruitless.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and
you feel bad, but at some point, they got to get it under control or they're going to lose the season.
Yeah. You know, and you got to look, you know, London's never been to the playoffs.
Never. And they got a chance.
Yeah.
They got a chance. Don't ruin it.
Yeah.
Now.
Don't ruin it over something stupid. You know, they hadn't beaten Beechcroft in their last 17 meetings. You know, don't do anything stupid. And, you know, I'm not saying it's Lennon's fault. No. I mean, I tell you, hey, we've all seen enough football to know it takes two to tango out there. Both teams were getting the penalties, but it just said, and I you know, they probably got to look hard at saying, you know, let's just kick these off at noon on Saturday.
It's just sad to see, and you know what, I talk about that, but back a few years ago, I was traveling doing some high school games for Fox Sports, running some camera, and I remember it was a Saturday afternoon game, 1 o'clock. Up in Cleveland, I think it was a Cleveland Central Catholic game against Shaker Heights, and a fight broke out in the parking lot. The whole stands bum-rushed up by me in the top where my camera was. Literally, a player on the bench took off. You saw him take off and run out to the parking lot to get involved because it was a relative of his that was involved in this fight. So I don't know if that's the answer or not, but it just seems like they got to do something.
Well, no, what the answer is... is common sense, respect. Well, that's your answer.
Tell me where you find that. Because it's getting harder and harder to
we
find.
Had a long talk about that earlier tonight.
At some point, you're responsible for your own actions. Mm-hmm. When there are no ramifications for those actions, you're not going to be responsible. Mm-hmm. You go down the list of, look at the things that are going on, and you say, well, who's responsible? It doesn't really matter because there are no ramifications. If there are no ramifications, it doesn't matter who's responsible. And that's it in a nutshell. I know in the places I coached, if a kid wasn't a good student, he wasn't permitted to play. There were ramifications.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happened? They got their homework done. They did the work they had to do. And it might have only been the minimum to play, but they did the minimum to play.
Mm-hmm.
And there were ramifications. And, you know, if we can come to work late a half hour and nothing happens, we'll come to work late 35 minutes because nothing happened at a half hour. It'll be 35 the next time. That's human nature.
Just a sad.
We got to get something fixed here.
And the thing with this situation here is, like you said, Lennon McKinley's having the best year that they've had in years.
Forever.
Hopefully it doesn't get marred by something like this. Hopefully they can continue this game. Maybe they can come back and get a win. Maybe not. But hopefully that you just hope that something like this doesn't derail their season.
I hope for their kids they can keep their season going. I really do. And Beechcroft as well. They're 3-3.
They're 3-3. They win. They're going to get a ton of points.
A chance.
And they're in the thick of it.
And that puts them in the driver's seat for that City North title.
Yep.
So whoever wins that game. Games that have gone final tonight, guys. In the OCC Buckeye division, this one just went final. Lancaster improves to 3-4. They knock off Groveport tonight by a score of 30-14. Reynoldsburg has beaten Newark tonight. Their second win of the year, 62-0, the final in this one. Newark has been shut out now in three straight games, outscored. I believe this will make it 206-0 in those three games. This is the fourth time they've been shut out this year. They've only scored 40 points. This has been a rough stretch for Newark here the past decade. Is there anything they can do?
Well, those of us that are old enough to remember when Newark High School was the beast of the East. I mean, they used to be as physical and as tough as anybody. And you can go all the way back to the old COL days, the Central Ohio League, when it was Lancaster, Newark. I think Finley might have been in that league. Upper Arlington was in that league. it was a war zone every week, because and Newark was as good as any team out there, and I don't know what's happened to them. But when you look at all their programs, their baseball program used to be as good as any in the state of Ohio. Mm-hmm. I mean, their basketball program year in year out was just
it still is.
They were always in the district championship every year. You go down to the Coliseum and watch Newark play because they're going to be there. You just hope they can get it back on the tracks.
Yeah, that's 16 losses in a row, and 25 out of 26.
Wow, it's hard to imagine that.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, but you think about that stretch that Westerville North had, a few years back where they lost 48 in a row. You're talking about a whole senior class that never won a game, rang the victory bell. You hate seeing that, but Westerville North's done a little bit to turn it around. On air we don't cheer for teams, but I guess you would like to see a team like Newark just turn it around.
Get
a little bit of success, because they're just as Ryan said, that's three straight games, 60 plus to nothing.
This game is hard enough to play when you're winning. It's almost impossible to play when you're losing, because you go out there and you expend the same energy. You're working just as hard, and you're not getting a payday at the end of the week. It's rough. It's really rough.
Yeah, tough sledding out there in Newark for a while. Congratulations, though, to Reynoldsburg and Buddy White for getting their second win of the year. In the OCC Capital Division tonight, Westerville South, they get their win. They improved to 4-2. They beat Delaware tonight by a score of 49-7. We just talked about Newark. Talk about tough times. Franklin Heights, they get hammered tonight by Dublin Scioto. 71-0 was the final in that one. In the Cardinal Division, Olentangy Berlin has beaten Hilliard Darby 17-7. Lee, is this the win that maybe if anybody's been doubting Berlin, they'll stop doubting Berlin now? Is this their statement win?
Man, you'd like to think so, but when you're not one of those household team names, you almost seem to have to prove yourself week in and week out. I mean, we never doubt Pickerington Central. I'm not saying Berlin's on that level, obviously, but they could be. They really could be. They've had one loss to Olentangy Liberty, but they blew out Lancaster. I said it before we got on here. I mean, they're just one of those surprise teams that you just don't know how good they are. But I guess each week they're telling us that they are good.
Well, and this is a Derby team that's now lost three games in a row. Let's see, they lost a tough one, a three pointer to Gahanna. They lost in overtime to an undefeated Marysville team who's rolling again tonight, and they lost to Olentangy Berlin. At some point, they're going to have to get a break in their schedule to get another win, because that's a pretty good Hilliard Derby team, and suddenly they're 4-3 and You look at the rest of their schedule. They're not a win that you just say, hey, we're going to mail this one in. We're going to get this win. They don't have any of those left on their schedule. They're going to have to fight for everything again.
No, that's,
and they will.
Yeah, they will. And you know that better than us.
Yep.
You look at that division. I mean, you could possibly say maybe Thomas Worthington, but the minute you overlook them,
absolutely,
they're going to jump up on you. I mean, that could be a team that might not win a league game, but be a good football team.
Yep.
It's just crazy.
It's a tough sledding for in that division. That whole division is nuts.
Well, you just talked about Olentangy and Thomas Worthington. Well, you talked about Thomas Worthington. They were playing Olentangy tonight. That has gone final 28-7. Yeah, check that computer screen there, Larry, and see if I think that Marysville game is over. It looks like Marysville won that game tonight 34-0 is the final that I think I'm seeing there. Larry, we were talking about this. This game was close. It was 7-0 at half.
Uh-huh.
This is just what kind of Marysville has done this year. They suffocate you on defense and then wear you out late in the game.
Yeah, they're like a boa constrictor. I mean, they just squeeze the life out of you. They were up 7-0. They broke a run down to about the 8 or 9 yard line, fumbled the football into the end zone, and recovered it for their own touchdown to make it 14-0. Otherwise, it would have still been 7-0, and this Jerome team would have been one score down. Now they're two scores down. Then they threw a pick. Now they're three scores down, and suddenly the dam broke, and it's Katie bar the door.
Yeah, you against a Marysville team, you can't do that. That's tough.
You better keep it in single digits against Marysville, because I'm telling you. And their offense, it's like Novocaine. It just takes a while, and it just puts you to sleep. It euthanizes you.
And you look at the top four in this division. You guys just talked about it, though. Marysville, Jerome, Berlin, and Darby. And Olentangy's not bad at 3-4.
And Darby's in fourth place in that division.
Yeah.
I mean, are you serious? They beat Davidson, who was 5-1. They beat Bradley. I mean, this is a pretty good.
Beat Westville South.
Beat Westville South. That's a pretty good. This is a pretty good football team.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you look like, yeah, that's four, three losses in a row, and you just like, my goodness.
But look, again, it's a very, very talented Gahanna Lincoln team. I mean, very talented. I got a chance to see most of that game. My goodness. You want to talk about some dudes? They had some dudes. We know Marysville. Marysville took them to overtime, and Darby lost in overtime to Marysville. And then tonight they lose, you know, they came back, they were down 10-0, or they were down 14-0 at halftime, made it 14-7, or it was 10-7, something like that, and then they scored late to make it 17.
Let's move over to the OCC Central here tonight. This one just went final, maybe the big game in the area. Upper Arlington beats Olin TNG Liberty. Closer than it was most of the game, though, 41-24. Most of this game, Arlington really controlled. It got a little crazy there late with Liberty scoring a few touchdowns. 7-0 now, Upper Arlington is on the season. I think everybody kind of thought, well, maybe not, because Marysville's right there. Two huge wins tonight. I don't think this stamps either team as the top team in the area, though, does it?
Well, yeah, it's kind of the note I put down was in the Super 7, Upper Arlington's 1, Marysville's 2. Hey. And in the state poll, Marysville's 5th and Upper Arlington's 1 spot behind 6th. So, you know,
And this is no knock on the state poll, but don't you think that's a little bit because Gabe Powers is going to Ohio State, Marysville gets more of a push there in the state poll? That's how I kind of feel like that.
That might be correct. We don't know who's better, though. Let's see how that plays out in the regionals.
Yeah,
they're going to play each other eventually.
I'll call it like I see it. There's some people who do the state poll as it should be done. You know, you just really look and you say, here are the top teams. There's other people who tend to vote for the teams in my area. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've talked to guys.
Are you talking about home cooking?
Yeah.
Home cooking going on?
Well, what I'm talking about with that, though, is people that don't cover Central Ohio, they may just hear Gabe Powers see Marysville and go with that.
It's possible, but I think they're also looking at the scores. You know, if you're doing your due diligence, you're looking at scores, you're doing some comparative scores because it's easy now. There are several websites out there where you can get the scores, you know, at a click and just, you know, believe me, like I do every Friday night into Saturday morning, you know, I get into looking at all the scores and I dive down that rabbit hole of a particular website and I look up and it's 3:30 in the morning.
Well, if you look at that division, you've got Upper Arlington now at 7-0. You got Davidson was 5-1. Now I don't know how their game turned out tonight with Bradley, but they were losing to Bradley.
Yeah, okay. Decent score too. Okay.
So Orange hasn't won a game. Kaufman's 2-4 going into tonight. Old Tangy Liberty is 4-2. They're now 4-3. My point is that whole division isn't as strong as it has been historically. Historically, you're talking about Davidson, Arlington, Liberty, and Kaufman. Historically, that's just been murderer's row, but not this year. The other division is probably a stronger division with Marysville and Berlin and those groups.
Oh, I think that's,
we don't know how good Upper Arlington is until we run this season through and then they have to start mixing and matching and playing everybody. And I don't mean they disrespect Arlington because I tell you what, I like that team right now. They are a good football team. They don't make mistakes. They've got some dudes that can make it happen. They play good, solid defense, and they've got a scintillating offense.
Yeah, you know, and you bring up a good point because, you know, they're, you know, the victory that set them off was Reynoldsburg. Now, Reynoldsburg, you know, probably the best, you know, two and five team out there. But, you know, once they got back into Central High after playing St. Francis and Springboro, you know, Westville Central, that was 42-0. Central Crossing, 31-0. Hilliard Bradley, 35-6. Now, you can look at that two ways, that those teams aren't, you know, didn't present the challenge that you would expect. Bradley, I think, is a little bit better than what they showed.
Yep.
But on the other hand, Upper Arlington is taking care of business.
As
Bill Stewart said one night before West Virginia played the Fiesta Bowl, leave no doubt. Well, leave no doubt. You know, and that's what Upper Arlington's doing right now. They're leaving no doubt.
And we've gone almost 26 minutes into the show. We haven't mentioned that team from out east or that Pickerton Central team more than once passing.
I'm glad you just said that because I wanted to jump back to the OCC Buckeye. Pickerton Central improves to 6-1 tonight. They beat Central Crossing 49-6, the final in that one. In the Ohio division, New Albany. 7-0 as well. They could throw their hat into that best team in Central Ohio ring. They beat Gahanna 31-3 tonight. Another one that was close early.
Yeah, and that's New Albany 7-0 for the first time since 2013. Jaden Garnes, 154 yards and a touchdown. Brock Kidwell had a couple touchdowns. You know, New Albany got a scoop and score. And
now, there's a solid defense there. Now, yeah. They do play some defense over there in Albany.
Yeah, you know, and they've got that, again, they've got that offense that, you know, if we pass, it might be a mistake. You know, we're going to run it right down your throat. Yep. But, you know, the defense, you know, we talked about Marysville's defense. New Albany's got that kind of a defense, too.
Stifling defense. They're just everywhere. It seems like you have them all blocked, and then you have nobody blocked. They just don't stay blocked. They get off blocks. We're watching the game on TV here on the streaming, and this, you know, they just get off blocks. They just run the football.
It's amazing how good Marysville's linebackers are. Now, we know about Gabe Powers, yeah. But you got Colton Powers, you know, and that's one of the things that they do so well. They fight the ball, and they've got a good sense of where how to get to the ball in the quickest manner.
They get down the line, and so does this New Albany defense. They get down the line of scrimmage. There's no place to go. They just keep walling you off.
When you see some of these defenses like that, it looks like they've got 12 or 13 guys out there. You're like, what the heck?
It's like they know what's coming before you know what's coming.
Guys, let's run through the rest of these scores now so we can go to a break and start calling coaches. The other one in the Ohio division that's final right now, Grove City gets their first win of the year. They beat Westerville Central tonight by a score of 20-14. In the Mid-State League, Harvest Prep, they beat Bexley 37-0. That's in the Ohio division of the Mid-State League. In the Buckeye division of the Mid-State League, Amanda Clear Creek improves to 5-2. They beat Hamilton Township 24-7. And Bloom Carroll is 7-0. They beat Fairfield Union 35-7. Those are the ones we got from the Mid-State League right now. In the Licking County League, in the Cardinal division, Northridge improves to 4-3. They beat Lakewood 55-7. Lee, I know you love the stats. How about this one for Northridge? J.D. Miller tonight, 25 carries, 296 yards, a school record, 6 touchdowns. He now has a also school record, 16 touchdowns on the season.
Yeah, and Northridge, I tell you, you know, That's the one of those programs that had struggled for years. They would jump up a little bit every once in a while, but I mean you look at it they posted they had a winning season when I said they blip up every once in a while in 2017, but they just notoriously been a 1 or 2 win team, and it's good for the Vikings.
Good for them is right.
We talk about teams that, like you said, have had some history here of struggling recently. They are having a good season right now. It looks like we'll be battling Heath for a league title. In some non-league games, Hartley beats Centennial 55-14. How about this, guys? DeSales gets the win. They beat Steubenville 36-21. The Stallions force 5 turnovers.
Yeah. Wow. And you know, again, DeSales one of those teams you never count out. And you know, they're down, they're minus their best player. But I think anyone outside of the program has to be a little bit surprised because you just didn't expect this to happen. I don't care. Either one of you two can tell me you saw it coming. No, and I know, Coach, you're not going to, but Ryan is over there grinning a little
bit. Absolutely not. I'm not going to tell you that. Well, I guarantee you that.
I'll tell you the one thing, and I say this with all the love I can have for DeSales. They're sometimes too stupid to know they're not good enough to do these things. And so they just believe they can do it. They just believe that we can beat these guys. We can beat Steubenville. And they just go out there, get 5 turnovers. Are you serious? They're ball hawks. They just think, we can get this done. Who's Steubenville?
But
that's DeSales mentality.
But I know, but then you see Westland hanging with Pickerington North. Yeah. You see Kilbourne hanging with Big Walnut. It's you know, now
a full moon.
Yeah,
I'm going to check and see if there's a full moon.
It's one of those deals where you don't see it coming, but you know it's high school kids,
high school football.
Well, guys, let's jump back to the OCC real quick, and one that I didn't see coming, but you two were not surprised. Hilliard Bradley beats Davidson tonight, 23-17, the final in that one. Granville, they improved to 6-0. They beat Waterson 32-10 tonight. Waterson scored the first 10 points of this game, but it was all Blue Aces after that. Coach, this one's going to hurt your heart. Whitehall in the final 6 minutes of the game comes from behind. They were trailing 25-12. They beat Reedy tonight, 26-25.
You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
Not a good night for your team.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's looking for two tonight.
I'm on my chair right now trying to jump off and hurt myself.
And then let's go to a couple more here. London beats Tecumseh tonight out of New Carlisle, 29-10, and Northmore has knocked off East Knox by a score of 24-7. We're going to take our first time out of the evening here on the Scoreboard Show. But when we come back, we'll talk about some more of these games. We'll also get to some of the winning coaches as well. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by thisweeksports.com. And Abel Roof.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. Four roof.
Working as part of a team is strong. Working with a team of more than 1 million soldiers is Army Strong. Join the U.S. Army and train in one of more than 150 career fields. That's more options than any other military branch. Visit your local Army recruiter or log on to GoArmy.com for more. There is Strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
So, what are you afraid of? Some people are so afraid of the pain, they never face their own wounds. So afraid of death, they never live. So afraid of being hurt, they never form friendships. So afraid of failure, they never take risks. Fear stops us from living. St. Paul had reasons to be afraid. From 2 Corinthians, he said, 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was pelted with stones, 3 times shipwrecked. I spent a night and day on open sea. I've been in danger from rivers, bandits, my own countrymen, the Gentiles. But he also wrote, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Trouble or hardships or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or the sword? No. In all these, we are more than conquerors because of him who loved us. What are you afraid of? Our lives are fragile. So fragile it's scary. If we look to ourselves for security, maybe we should be scared. So maybe we shouldn't do that. Trust him. Be more than a conqueror. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
If you're exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list. As a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries, Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs. More than 50% of our students receive financial aid. 100% are accepted to college. Parents and guardians of middle school-aged boys are invited to join us at a Cardinal Chat information session. The Cardinal Chats are hosted by parents, faculty, and staff of St. Charles in convenient locations all over Central Ohio. Be sure to reserve your spot at a nearby chat today by visiting cardinalchats.scprep.org, or to learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org. That's stcharlesprep.org.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof. I'm Ryan Baker. The guy across the table from me, he is the guru, Lee Cochran, from This Week Sports. And the guy to my right is our head coach, Larry Wolf. Hey, don't forget, you can always get all the scores at our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. You can also follow us Facebook and Twitter at AM820Scoreboard. And, of course, don't forget the Friday Night Live page tonight to get your game recaps over at ThisWeekSports.com. You guys are at This Week Sports on Twitter as well, Lee. Is that correct? At This Week Sports?
At This Week Sports.
And you guys always post great links to all your articles and game recaps.
Yeah, Facebook. Everywhere.
Previews,
you,
everything.
You look, we're there. We're finding you. We'll find you one way or the other.
Guys, in the break, we got a couple more finals. If I can find my sheet here where they are. One of them was Watkins Memorial. They beat Licking Valley tonight. 21-6 was the final in that one. Another one from the Mid-State League tonight. Taze Valley, they improved to 7-0. 49-21, they beat Circleville. And Lee, right away, you jumped week 9. Bloom Taze. That's going to be a great small school battle.
Yeah, once Taze dominated Hamilton Township, then you just start looking at games, and that one's going to be a great showdown. Oh, golly, small town football, man, it's not going to get much better than that.
Well, you're talking about Taze Valley 7-0, and Bloom Carroll 7-0, so let's have at it, boys. I mean, it's for all the marbles in Week 9. And it's going to be a fun one.
And I think they will both be 8-0 heading into that game. Obviously, you never know. You don't want, we just talked about, you don't want to take it for granted. But it looks like possibly they could both be 8-0 heading into that Week 9 matchup. What a huge win tonight for DeSales on the road. They knock off Steubenville by a score of 36-21. Their head coach, Ryan Wiggins, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, 5 turnovers from your defense, that's huge in a tough place to play like Steubenville.
Yeah, no question. And it was a battle. I mean, we knew that. There's not a whole lot of teams, at least from our part, you know, that come here to play. I don't know. I think this is 9 out of 10 home games Steubenville has. But it's a tough place to play, tough environment. Our kids, they battled. You know, we were down in the fourth. We made a big play to take the lead. And then, as you mentioned, our defense got us on the board. It was a great team effort. It had kind of a playoff type feel. I know that's down the road, but we needed these points from a team that's going to win a ton of games, and our guys just really fought hard, and we've done it all year, but this time we found a way to execute and win, so it was good. It was satisfying.
Well, Coach, you win the prize. You're the first coach to mention playoffs, so thank you very much. And I know you said playoff points, but I'm going to take what I can get. But that is a great point, you know, This was a very important game, even with the expanded playoffs. You know what I mean? Because you've got Watterson coming up, a team from New York and St. Charles. You know, kids can read. We know that. They can see it. Steubenville, handled Olympians at Liberty, a Division I school. You know, how do you go through this week convincing them? Do you have to convince them? I guess that's the big question, that they can win this game.
Well, a couple quick things. I mean, number one, I said October 22nd is the last week of the season, okay? We're in October today. We're in October. That's not a lot of time left. So we got the good thing about playing a difficult schedule like we play is there's a ton of points out there, but you got to go get some of them. You know, and up to this point, we haven't got enough of them. So there's opportunity. You're never out of the race on our schedule. You're always going to play good people and have points on the line. You just got to win. So from that standpoint, and then, you know, it's not the first time that a program like ours, that our program has had to battle, you know, through tough times. We do that all the time. I think our league is tough. Our schedule is tough. And, you know, I don't know how many times we've made the playoffs with multiple losses, but we're not worried about that. We're worried about getting better each week. This was a good step. To me, it doesn't get any easier as we finish the season here, but it never does. So tonight we did what we have to do, and we got to kind of stay on that track if we can.
Well, Ryan, you guys, people don't understand the schedule that you've played. Now, you lost to Old Tangi Berlin in the opening week. Now Berlin is now 6-1 in the OCC.
Yep.
You lost to a tough Clinton Massey team, 17-7. Clinton Massey is a state powerhouse year in and year out. I mean, yep. Berea Mid Park, 34-27. You lost to Harlan. Are the Browns on your schedule? I'm checking because you guys are welcome to Catholic League football, because you have to go play everybody. And your kids, I'm not sure there are bigger games. You just play each week as a big game.
Yep.
But now you're on the end of your schedule. Now you got to put the pedal to the metal. Now you have to win out. Now you got to go do what the sales has been doing for years. This win tonight is going to help convince them that Monday's practice is really important, isn't it?
I think so. And just this environment, again, it's a very unique. I mean, obviously, it's a historical place. And I don't know what their record at home is. I'm sure it's unbelievable.
$8.2 billion.
And it's just a tough environment. I mean, as you can imagine, we overcame a lot. And we didn't complain. We just kept playing, and we just found a way. And that's what you have to do. And I think, I think we've had to do that over the years. And our kids don't get too rattled one way or the other. I mean, we've battled really hard. It hasn't been an attitude thing or an effort thing. We just haven't played well enough, and so we're just going to keep practicing. And that's what we told the kids, you know. I'm just glad, though, that we saw some results, because that was important.
Now, Coach, you know, 5 turnovers. My goodness, I guess you go in with a game plan, but I don't think any game plan says, hey, we're going to win if we get 5 turnovers. What happened, you know, what kind of turnovers were they?
Well, they mishandled one early in the game. That was on them. But as far as interception, we got our hand on some balls. We were able to get one out, strip one out. And I thought we emphasize turnovers. We work on it. We've gotten our share of those this year, and that's never been a problem. We've actually done a good job in the takeaway department. But as I think, guys playing, guys playing hard and flying to the ball, good things happen on defense.
Ryan, on the negative here, it looks like Whit Hobgood, your quarterback, maybe went out in this one with an injury. What can you tell us about that? And who was your backup quarterback, and how'd they play tonight?
Well, we'll see what happens with Whit. I mean, he's been a little bit gimped up, he wasn't able to go. Avery Garlock is a sophomore. He's a dynamic player. He's ran the ball some for us this year. We put him back there, and he was able to rip off a couple really nice runs. I want to say one was in the neighborhood of 60 yards that set up a score, and the other was a 70-yard touchdown split the safeties and just took it to a distance himself. And he's a good player, too. So, honestly, Ryan, we dealt with a lot of that kind of stuff in our lineup this year. So we got to kind of go back tomorrow morning, see who's available. And we may have another one injured, whether it's long-term or not. We don't know, but that's something we've had to deal with all year. So we'll see who's available and keep at it. I don't know enough. I'm not trying to hide anything. I just don't know enough yet.
No, but
the injuries are.
But you bring it up. I mean, is there any insight on when Jonathan Thompson might be coming back?
So, well, John's in a shoe. He's rehabbing. He's out there, jogging through stuff and all that. It's nice to see him not on a cart. It's nice to see him not on crutches. So we'll see. Another one that is progressing, and I hope there's some more football for John. He's a heck of a player.
Well, Coach, I know your birthday was yesterday or Wednesday. I can't remember which, but this was a heck of a birthday present for you, Coach. Congratulations on the big win tonight.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Congrats, Ryan.
He's the head coach of DeSales, Ryan Wiggins. They get a big 36-21 win over Steubenville tonight.
Listen, if you've never been to Steubenville for a football game, you feel like you're in the whale's mouth. You know what I mean? There's no way out. Everywhere you look, it's ugly. I mean, you know it's going to be a long night. It's Steubenville. The whole town is there. Everybody's there. It's a great place to play a high school football game if you're named Steubenville.
Yeah, well,
if
Coach,
you're not named Steubenville, it's not very friendly.
Coach Wiggins was quick to point out what we have several times. It's their traditional schedule. The CCL teams, I mean, they don't get a chance to, build that cupcake schedule. And if DeSales was 9-1, 8-2, 10-0 year in and year out, then this start might break them.
Yeah, sure.
But they're used to. I mean, I remember there was the one year that DeSales was 5-5.
Yeah, and they ended up going to the state final.
They went to the state final.
And nobody wanted to play.
Five under the 8 seed. You're like, great. We won the region.
Yeah,
nice.
Could we be second?
Let's head over now to one of DeSales' CCL rivals. St. Charles gets their second win of the season. They knock off Logan tonight by a score of 27-0. Their head coach, D. Coker, joins us on the scoreboard show. And, Coach, we'll start off with you, with Coach Wiggins. Your defense pitches a shutout tonight. What did you like from your defense here this evening?
Well, knowing what they do, we just assignment football this week, and we tackled well. And anytime you tackle well and get guys to the ball after they get lined up right, you got a chance. So that's what we really focused on all week. I mean, they pack guys in the box. It was a point of contact game, and our defense did a good job all game.
Well, Coach, you'd come off before last week. You'd had a couple, lost to Youngstown Cheney by 19, and then Walsh Jesuit was a big loss. But even with the loss, and I know there's no moral victories, but did you gain some? The team gained a little bit of momentum with that. Going overtime with Watterson, gained some confidence from that.
Well, yeah. Anytime we came out and played really well, came up a play short, but I was proud of our guys' effort. And that week of practice, we really got better. And it showed in that game. And we just kind of carried it over into this week. We got a bunch of guys that a couple things haven't went our way, and they just went back to work and executed what we wanted to do tonight really, really well.
But Deke, a lot of people wonder, you know, I know the people listening in go, well, now how in the world did they tackle better this week than they tackled last week or the week before? Yeah. It isn't like you don't practice tackling. But yeah. And I always found that we tackled better when we had better foot speed than our opponent and we had a want-to. So if you got foot speed and a want-to, you can tackle better. Well, you look at the people you guys have to play, your foot speed is not going to be superior to them all the time, and so you're not going to tackle as well. I mean, that's just the reality. That's just Jimmy's and Joe's and the physicality of the game. But tonight...
We're just focused on that. I mean, everybody, the season's a process, and if you get just mentality of just coming out and trying to get better every day and get guys in the place more consistently and tackle more consistently, you have a better chance.
Coach, we talked about the defense. Let's go over to the offensive side of the ball. Who played well for you tonight, and what did you like from your offense this evening?
Well, we came out and scored right away on the first drive. You know, we went up on them quick, a few scores. We kind of had an inside-out threat, you know, with Pete Socio, kind of our slot guy. And I think he ended up with almost 150 yards receiving, rushing combined, and three touchdowns early. And then Fred Nimley contributed, too. I think he was almost to 100 yards rushing, too. And he's really come on strong. I think he's had... last couple of weeks over 300 yards rushing. So he's coming off an ankle injury, and he's 100% now, and he's running like it.
Well, Coach, it was great to talk to you the first time we've done so this season. Congratulations on the 27-0 shutout win over Logan tonight, and good luck to you and the Cardinals going forward here.
Thanks a lot.
He's the head coach of St. Charles, Deke Hoker. His team gets their second win of the season tonight over Logan.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing when he said we tackled better tonight, because it makes me chuckle because, listen, when you're faster than the people you're playing, again, and you look at the schedule. DeSales is playing a tough schedule. Larson's playing a tough schedule. DeSales is playing a tough schedule. You're not always going to be faster. Guess what? When they're faster than you are, it's harder to tackle them. That's just the nature of the beast. But you always practice to do it the right way. You always try to do it the right way. And then when you finally meet somebody that you can do it the right way on, you tackle better. And it's kind of nice because then your defense looks better. And tonight he threw a shutout, and they also scored 27 points. So good for St. Charles to get the next win.
But how much tackling are you doing now in practice? One day?
You don't take anybody to the ground.
Yeah.
But what you do is you work on the techniques. You know, you got to get your eyes in the skies. You got to dumpster your arms. You got to do all that stuff you're supposed to do. But tackling's changed now. You know, we used to put our head across the front. Now they're talking about putting your head behind and kind of roll tackling with them. It's like a rugby tackle because you keep your head out of the tackle. You know, when I was coaching, we always put our head in front of the ball carrier to cut them off. And now they say put your head behind. So I guess it's new science.
I don't know. Unfortunately for St. Charles here, they've played a pretty tough schedule when you look at it so far. Unfortunately for them, it doesn't get any easier after this with Hartley and DeSales on the schedule.
They get that open week, and week nine's an open week.
And so that's going to underscore the fact that they're not going to be faster than DeSales. They're not going to be faster than Hartley, so tackling's going to be an issue.
I do know one thing about that team. They've got a couple big boys up front on the line, Coretta and Mr. Epler, that's for sure. We're going to take a quick timeout here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we will talk to the head coach of the Marysville Monarchs, Brent Johnson. His team gets a big win tonight. We'll talk to him next on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the roof, 444-ROOF.
It's easy to lose focus in our busy world. Oakland Nursery encourages you to put the important things in life at the center of your life. When you look at your daily schedule, ask yourself if things like prayer, family, and friends are a priority. Oakland Nursery is conveniently located in Columbus, Delaware, New Albany, and Dublin, or you can shop online at oaklandnursery.com. Oaklandnursery.com.
This is a Young Catholic Minute. Why do I have to go to confession?
Whoa, when are you going to take all that garbage out?
I don't have to, but I don't want to go tell the garbage man about this. He's not a fiery furnace to burn away all my garbage. He's just a man.
If we let the garbage of sin build up in our souls, life gets pretty disgusting. So it's good that Christ told his apostles, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, whose sins you retain are retained. That way, Christ's forgiveness of sins won for us on Calvary comes to us even today through the successors of the apostles, Catholic priests. So when we go to confession, we gain the gift of humility by having to speak our sins aloud. Then we receive counsel, and finally, through the mercy of God, we hear the priest say the words that Christ has given him to speak in his name. I absolve you from your sins. Go in peace. And that is pretty cool. For more, go to youtube.com/youngcatholic.
If you are exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list. As a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries, Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Working as part of a team is strong. Working with a team of more than 1 million soldiers is Army Strong. Join the U.S. Army and train in one of more than 150 career fields. That's more options than any other military branch. Visit your local Army recruiter or log on to GoArmy.com for more. There's Strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Welcome back. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Abel Roof, Ryan Baker, Lee Cochran, the guru from This Week Sports, and our head coach, Larry Wolf. All glad that you are here for us on this first night of October. A lot of games going final here. We had a couple go final in the break there that we saw. Columbus Academy gets a 29-28 win over Fort Loramie tonight, and Zanesville knocks off Licking Heights 34-13. We've talked a lot about this OCC, my pages are sticking together here, guys. The OCC division here, the Cardinal division, with Marysville, Dublin, Jerome, Olentangy, Berlin, Hilliard, Darby, Olentangy, and Marysville in the driver's seat in that division right now as they get a huge 34-0 win over Dublin, Jerome tonight. Their head coach, Brent Johnson, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, this one was close at the half. It was 7-0, but this is just what you guys kind of do. Your defense suffocates people, you grind them down, and then you take advantage late in the game. Was that the game plan going into this one?
Well, we knew it was going to be a 48-minute game and that we had to stay patient. We talked to our kids a lot about that throughout the week. We knew, you know, Coach Glass has got Rome kind of rolling. They were 5-1 coming in, so, you know, we really needed to start fast and match their energy. And we talked about, you know, if we can get a score, but we got to at least flip fields and just really stay patient through the process. And that's what kind of unfolded tonight. I thought our defense was just really, really good. I thought they were really physical. We pressured their quarterback, which I think affected the game a little bit. I think we made him speed up, and we needed to do that. So they've got a good running back. They've got a really good wide receiver. And we needed to do that defensively. So it was a good night for the Monarchs.
Well, Coach, you talked about the defense. You allowed 113 total yards, which is a good segue to the offense. You had three guys almost rush for that. Colton Powers with 110, Gabe Powers with 109, and Griffin Johnson with 104. We don't see that a whole lot. Was that kind of the idea going in to spread it around or just get the guy when he's hot and go with it?
Yeah, and that's something that we've been working on each week. I think early in the season we were not balanced enough, and that's why I like the wing T. I think it fits our kids, and we've got good running backs back there. And the more balanced we can be, I think it makes it a little more difficult to defend. And so I'm happy with those numbers. That's kind of 2 weeks in a row where we were pretty balanced. I don't know if we rushed for that many yards or not. That's the first I heard of that tonight. But our goal is to be balanced, to answer your question.
Well, Brent, I'm an old wing T guy myself, and I love to see that 100, 100, 100 stuff. But the way I like to see it was you ran jets, you ran bellies, you ran lead sweeps, you ran the misdirection half to half, you ran it all. And when you can attack every gap equally with three very good running backs, it makes calling the offense a little bit easier. But I want to talk about that defensive front. Those guys, I think you were cheating tonight. I think you had 13 or 14 guys out there because every time they ran a sweep, it was like running into a phone booth. There was no place to go. That defensive front, six or seven, they are dynamic.
They are. And, you know, I'm proud of them. We've had a busy week, and our kids were really dialed in. I was talking to a reporter after the game, and I just think our coaching staff does such a good job. You know, we don't blow alignments, and that's a real big thing with us, is making sure we're aligned right, and then we go. So we don't want them thinking. And I think we blitzed a little more than we normally do. But, man, we've got some guys up front that have good motors and run to the ball, and backers that can react. And we don't want to hamstring them by doing too much. Let them play. And they came and answered the bell tonight. And I'm very proud of our defense for that, because to hold a team like that to 113, that takes a great effort. And we have a lot of respect for Jerome and what they were doing. And we were really dialed in and knew we had to get off the field when we had our chance, and we did tonight.
Coach, we've talked about this Cardinal division here in the OCC. Darby, Jerome, Berlin, you guys got coming up in week 9. Olentangy as well. They're 2-4, 3-4 now, but they're still a good team. Talk a little bit about this schedule you guys are in the midst of and how you're able to navigate here during this season so far.
Well, you know, every week it's a big street fight, you know, and we've got really good teams, really good coaches, and you know, even in our non-conference, going Lancaster, Pick North, you know, that run through there, you know, every game we just don't have it. We don't have a time to put our guard down. There's got to be a sense of urgency to just get better each week, and we've got things to work on, and our kids have really done a good job of taking that approach, looking in the mirror and saying, what do we have to do better? And we're not worried about 2 weeks from now. We're really worried about 1 week at a time and one day at a time. And we always say we got to be 4-0 to be 1-0, which means four days of great practice. And well, we did that this week, and that'll be a focus again next week, because with a schedule like that, you know, you make too many mistakes, these guys will jump on in, and the next thing you know, man, you're playing catch-up. And we've just got a really good league, and that's fun to be a part of.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the huge win tonight and the undefeated record so far. Good luck next week against Thomas Worthington.
Thank you guys very much for having us.
He's the head coach of Marysville, Brent Johnson, the number one team in the state in Region 2, and Computer Points, the number fifth team ranked in the state poll, and I don't think they're going anywhere.
Well, and you know what? They had a big game last week, and then to come back and rally again for a big game this week, I mean, It's murderer's row. You got a big game every week in that division.
But for a team that's been successful, the first thing you said is we needed to have more balance on our offense rather than having one guy with 190 yards. I mean, you think about that. A guy with 110, a guy with 109, a guy with 104. I mean, you have no idea. I mean, you literally have no idea if you're on defense who the heck's getting the ball.
Well, my best wing T team had 3 running backs all rush for over 950 and nobody rushed for 1,000. Now that's and we threw for 1,600. I mean, that's crazy. It was like 400 yards a game, and you didn't just call a play. It didn't matter. You give it to this guy, give it to that guy, and that's kind of where he's at. It doesn't matter what he calls, because he's got a quality kid carrying the football. He's got a quality offensive line, and oh, by the way, just in case they make a mistake, they've got a defense that'll just snuff the life out of you.
They do have a great defense for sure. Guys, 1 hour is in the books. We got another hour to go, though, so we've got more coaches to talk to and more scores as well. We keep trying to get some as we go out throughout here, and we've got a couple new ones to give you here coming up in hour number 2. That's coming up next. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team.
The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the roof. For roof.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs, more than 50% of our students receive financial aid, 100% are accepted to college. Parents and guardians of middle school-aged boys are invited to join us at a Cardinal Chat information session. The Cardinal Chats are hosted by parents, faculty, and staff of St. Charles in convenient locations all over Central Ohio. Be sure to reserve your spot at a nearby chat today by visiting cardinalchats.scprep.org, or to learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org. That's stcharlesprep.org.
It's easy to lose focus in our busy world. Oakland Nursery encourages you to put the important things in life at the center of your life. When you look at your daily schedule, ask yourself if things like prayer, family, and friends are a priority. Oakland Nursery is conveniently located in Columbus, Delaware, New Albany, and Dublin, or you can shop online at oaklandnursery.com. Oaklandnursery.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that can add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
You have a voice in your head. How do you know that, the voice just said? Because we all do. And the words you speak to yourself matter a lot. Our words shape our self-perception. Our self-perception shapes our actions. Our actions shape our lives. Words are at the foundation of our whole lives. What words do you speak to yourself? The book of Revelations calls the devil the accuser of our brothers. He wants us to amplify the negative words in our heads. God reveals the truth about who we are. But he didn't do that so you'd wait for me to preach it to you. Preach it to yourself. When the voice within starts saying, I'm weak, used, washed up, not pretty enough, skinny enough, smart enough, I'll never be enough. Replace that with words like, I'm blessed, I'm chosen, I'm beautiful, I am a son or daughter of the King of Heaven. I don't mean that figuratively, I mean it literally. Look in the mirror and preach the truth to yourself. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Welcome back. Hour number two, flying right along here on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof. I'm Ryan Baker. He is the guru, Lee Cochran, from ThisWeekSports.com. And we've got our head coach along with us, as always, too, Larry Wolf. Glad to have you along here, week seven of the 2021 season. Don't forget, guys, you can check out all the scores over at our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well, at AM820Scoreboard. And you got recaps getting posted right now over at thisweeksports.com, correct, Lee?
Yes, we do. Got games, game stories, got photos. I think Jared's working on a five things we learned and what we can expect for next week. And then we get rolling again with previews coming out next week. Yeah, we're only an hour into week seven. I'm already thinking about week eight.
Well, I'm thinking about an hour from now, maybe even a half hour from now, when the guys start sending you their Super Sevens, and we can start picking those apart.
Yeah, you know, they try to get them in because they like being the first one in to set the tone for everyone else. Because our votes are public to the staff.
Let's go ahead and get right to it here in hour number two. Let's head over to the Mid-State League and give you some of the scores in the Mid-State League tonight. In the Ohio Division, Harvest Prep improves to 4-1. They knock off Bexley 37-0 tonight. And Buckeye Valley, they're 4-3 on the year. They beat Grandview, a score of 31-6. Liberty Union shuts out Logan Elm tonight, 31-0 the final in that one. Bloom Carroll, they are 7-0. And 8-0 now. They continue to roll. They hammer Fairfield Union tonight, 35-7. Amanda Clear Creek, they're 5-2. They're 24-7 winners tonight over Hamilton Township. And Taze Valley, they are sitting at 7-0, 49-21. They beat Circleville tonight. Their head coach, Mark Weber, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, big win tonight, 49-21. We mentioned it. You're sitting there 7-0 on the year. What is working for you guys in this season so far and tonight against Circleville?
Yeah, so much like the previous coach there at Marysville, the one T offense, man, it's just multiple kids touching the ball. I think we had, you know, four kids in the over 100-yard mark and a great performance by our quarterback. So offensively, spreading the ball out, playing unselfish football is amazing.
Well, now, coach, quite a start this year, obviously, at 7-0 now. You know, last year wasn't the kind of year we expect from Taze Valley. That 3-6 year, how much motivation did that provide for the team to get back to where you guys expect to be?
Absolutely, yeah. Our guys are, you know, they're battle tested last year, had a ton of sophomores on the field, had some freshmen on the field, just had some young players that needed to learn and needed to develop. And so offseason, clearly they've hit the weight room, they lived in the weight room, 5 a.m., turn around, 2 p.m., lifting, taking care of their bodies, and then the biggest thing this year has just been the team aspect. So they just are great team players.
Well, you know, Mark, as I said before in the last caller, I'm a wing tee guy and all that good stuff, but I want to talk to you a little coach speak here. Now, you've got a big game coming up this week with Amanda Clear Creek. What keeps your kids from looking 2 weeks down the road to that potential really big game? You know, that they're only 16 years old and they're kids.
Right.
What keeps them focused?
It has to be great coaching. Great coaches will keep the kids focused. We have plenty of digital things that we can send out to kind of keep their focus on Amanda Clear Creek. And that's, we kind of live our days 1-0, play-by-play, series-by-series, practice-by-practice. So we're kind of old school in some aspects. We'll keep them running. We'll keep them conditioned. We'll keep them lifting. So our preparation is why we're 7-0. The preparation is pretty extreme. And it definitely pays off. So I think they've seen that part where the preparation pays off, and they're pretty bought into that. So anything down the road, we're not even talking anything more than probably tomorrow film, you know.
Well, Coach, you know, in the non-league games, two of them were pretty tight. You had the one blowout with Logan. But once you got into league play, I mean, you just steamrolled teams. What was the difference, just the familiarity with the teams, or did something just start clicking, start with week four?
Yeah, I think this, so this is my eighth year in the league. We've done pretty well in the league. I just think the familiarity and the my assistant coaches know in the league, it just fits kind of like a glove, you know, hand fits into the glove. So we just kind of know what teams are trying to do, and our kids have played, you know, the league kids since they was fourth, fifth grade. So that part is big in the league is the kids know what to expect. And they kind of know schemes, and they know the players. And, you know, okay, here's their best player, here's our best player, those types of things, personnel.
All right, Coach, last one for you, and this is a selfish question for me. I grew up with Tommy Williams' parents. They're great friends of mine. I've watched Tommy grow up. This is his first year playing football, and he's a big contributor for you, playing safety and returning kicks. Other than, obviously, I know speed, what does he bring to the table?
Yeah, so funny story about Tommy. I've talked to him to play for 3 years, and I just didn't give up his fourth year senior. He finally came out. Man, it's the team aspect. You have to have guys that are glue to your team. Tommy's one of the most selfless players on our team. He has extreme speed. He's really physical, actually, for never playing football before in his life, first year player. And he's a competitor. He's a great baseball player. And when you have just great competitors on your team, the other stuff's easy to teach because they're competitive and they want to learn and they want to do best. And then the last thing is he's one of the best teammates on the team. He doesn't want to let our quarterback down. He doesn't want to let A.J. Maniace, our guard, down. So, and he doesn't even play offense much, but he doesn't want to let his friends and his teammates down. That's probably his strongest attribute, the non-physical stuff.
Well, I know A.J. would probably get him if that wasn't the case. But, Coach, congratulations on the win and the great start to the heat season here. And good luck, especially these next 2 weeks. I know they're big ones with Amanda and Bloom.
Thank you. Yeah, they're all big.
Thank you.
He's the head coach of Taze Valley. Mark Weber joining us on the Scoreboard Show. 49-21, they beat Circleville tonight. They just seem to be rolling right now, Lee.
Well, yeah, and their non-conference had a game by 11 points, and they beat Ashland by 2. But as you said, you know these teams. You know their tendencies. But a lot of motivation for that team. They hadn't had a losing season since 2013. They go 3-6 last year. You know, young kids, and it's interesting how a team used to success can have that dip and can get back on the right path quickly.
Well, when you've got great kids and you've got that great chemistry and you suffer a losing season like that, it is a strong motivator for December, January, February, March, April, May. You know, you get them ready to go, and they hit the ground running in the summer, and they're undefeated. But I sense a little bit of a pattern here. Let's see. Taze Valley Wing Tee.
I was just getting to bring that up, Coach.
I may have to get back into coaching. There may be some jobs out there available.
I'll see you guys later. Well, that's what I was going to say. All these Wing Tees, we're bringing, we watched the evolution of the spread. Now we're seeing some of the more successful teams going back to, tightening it up. And you not see, going back to it, but just being very successful
you
doing it.
You see everybody runs the spread, and so you know how to defend. You know what you're going to see. They don't see the wing tee.
But a lot of times what you see, though, these teams are successful with the wing tee. Marysville, Taze Valley,
New Albany.
What else do they have? A lights-out defense.
Sure.
Guys, let's go ahead and run through the scores here in the OCC tonight. In the OCC, Buckeye, Pickerington Central improves to 6-1. They beat Central Crossing 49-6. Lancaster, 30-14 winners over Groveport tonight. And Reynoldsburg gets Newark 62-0. Capital Division, Lee, when you told me the final on this, I wouldn't be surprised if I didn't know that the score was tied at 28 at one point. Big Walnut, they're undefeated. They beat Worthington Kilborn 56-28.
Yeah, they just, 28 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, maybe they thought kickoff was at 8:30.
Wow.
Big Walnut. But yeah, but you expect your good teams to do that. They just,
put the hammer down. You got to put the hammer down, and they did.
Canal Winchester, they improved to 5-2. They beat Westerville North 35-21. Westerville South, they're 4-2. They beat Delaware 49-7. And Dublin Scioto shuts out Franklin Heights 71-0. In the Cardinal, Marysville 34-0 winners over Dublin Jerome. Olentangy Berlin 6-1. They beat Hilliard Darby tonight 17-7. Olentangy 28-7 winners over Thomas Worthington. In the Central, it took double overtime, Coach, but Dublin Kaufman gets it done. They beat Olentangy Orange 34-28.
There's an 0-6 Orange team.
0-7.
0-7 now. They're 0-7 now, but they were 0-6, playing a 2-4 double, and it goes to overtime.
And Dublin Kaufman was up 14-0 early in this
game. It would have been so easy for Olentangy Orange to quit. You're 0-6. You're down 14. You're not probably supposed to win this game. And what do they fight back? I love those stories. What I would really love is to see a team like that get their first win, not at the expense necessarily of Dublin Kaufman. I don't care about that. But when kids come back like that, when they could easily cash it in, you just wish they could finish it.
But you look at their schedule.
Yeah.
They've only played one team this year with a losing record, and that's Olentangy.
Yeah.
They're 3-4, might be one of the better 3-4 teams. It's just stunning. I mean, Darby, Berlin, Pickerington North, Davidson, Kaufman's a second team, another 3-4 team.
And I picked Orange this week to win in our picks of this week's sports.com because this was their only chance, I thought, to get a win the rest of the season.
Yeah,
they almost pulled it off.
Yeah, well, they close at Upper Arlington, home against Bradley, and at Olentangy Liberty. You think it's tough sledding against Upper Arlington, but, then you got Bradley, which might be a toss-up game. And then, when you get to a rivalry game like Liberty.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Bradley tonight, they beat Hilliard-Davidson 23-17, and Upper Arlington beats Olentangy Liberty 41-24. We'll talk to their head coach, Justin Buttermore, here coming up shortly on the Scoreboard Show. In the Ohio Division, Grove City gets their first win. They beat Westerville Central 20-14, and Pickerington North gets a 20-7 win over Westland. New Albany, they are 7-0 now. They beat Gahanna tonight 31-3. The final in that one, their head coach, Bubba Kidwell, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And Coach, 31-3, but you outscore the Lions 24-0 in the second half. How were you able to flip the switch tonight there in the second half?
Well, the first half we kind of kept shooting ourselves in the foot. We we got ourselves in 1st and 15, 1st and 20, second and 15, and we had a lot of holding calls first half, and so we couldn't really get anything going. But
our defense kept us in the game, and they did a great job. 7-3 at halftime, and then our defense got a couple big stops, and Chidi Mabata scored on a lateral that they dropped, and he picked it up and ran it in, and that kind of sparked us there a little bit. And I'm just super proud of our guys, our defense, our offense, special teams. It was tough for our offense tonight, but our guys, our defense kept us in the game, and they did an amazing job.
Well, Coach, your offense is averaging, more than 400 total yards a game. You said that, they just kind of self-destructed a little bit in the first half. I know there's got to be a sense of relief, but when you got the scoop and score, was it kind of like, all right, now we're going to get going, and the offense kind of took off? Because Jaden Garnes, 154 yards rushing, and Brock had a couple touchdown runs.
Yeah, it's the second half, offense came out in the first series that they got the ball, they went down and scored, so that was huge for us to go up 14-3, and then we got that lateral and we had a huge play on the goal line. As a matter of fact, I saw it. Gahanna's quarterback scored, or just because he was on the far sideline, and very fast kid, and I thought he was in the end zone, but our safety Ryan Schmidt came up and made a great play and stopped him. And forced fourth and goal from the two, and then they had a delay game and it backed them up, and then they had another delay game, backed them up, and then they missed the field goal. So that was huge for us. And James Harbour, our defensive coordinator, like I said, a lot of people want to talk about our offense, and Brian Finn does an amazing job, our offensive coaches, but James Harbour did an amazing job preparing our guys. And, we held Gahanna to negative 6 yards rushing and 101 total yards. And when you have athletes like that on that side of the ball, it's, that's hard to do.
Well, Bubba, I was going to talk about that. I had a chance to see Gahanna play a couple weeks ago against Derby. They have some dudes. And your offensive line gets called for holding or whatever. Listen, it's sometimes tough to even get a hold of those guys. They are a very aggressive front. They're big. They're strong. They're physical. They're athletic. And they're fast, and sometimes that speed catches you off guard right away. You can simulate it all you want in practice, but it's not the same as Friday night. And obviously your kids adjusted to that because in the second half you put the hammer down. I want to talk about your defense, though. 31-3, Bubba. It's getting a little ridiculous now. You have to at least let them score. You got to do something. It's just not right.
No, it's our kids have really bought into what our coaches preach, and we talk about going 1-0 each week and playing New Albany football, and our kids, they're to our coaches' credit, they're brainwashed. They love playing football together, and I don't think we have any Division I kids on our team, and it's they love playing together and they love playing for one another, and that's fun when you have kids that they don't care who gets the ball, they don't care who's making the tackle, they just care that we get 1-0 at the end of the night. That's what's special about this group.
Well, you got a suffocating defense, and you're on the wing tee offense. If they cared about who got the ball, they couldn't play there, I don't think. And if they cared about who made the tackle, I don't think they could play for you, because the way you guys run to the football, it looks like when the other team snaps the ball, it looks like you're putting up a fence. Like that nobody's going to penetrate this wall because everybody's just running like crazy down the line of scrimmage. It's awesome to watch, Bubba. You got them playing well.
Well, I appreciate it. Like I said, our coaches do an amazing job. I mean, the only thing I do, I coach a position on the defensive side, and I coach outside linebackers, and so I'm just a small part of this. It's, our coaches do an amazing job preparing our guys for Friday night.
Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight. I know a lot of people had this one circled as their game of the week in the area with you and Gahanna, and you guys get the big win. Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
See you later, Bubba.
The head coach of New Albany, Bubba Kidwell. That's an impressive score tonight to beat Gahanna 31-3.
Well, and a big reason why it's impressive, coming into tonight, New Albany hadn't played a team with a winning record.
We didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. I think we got a pretty doggone good idea now, because that's a good Gahanna team. And I'm not saying New Albany isn't good. I mean, but obviously they're a very good football team. But, you still kind of say, well, the last 2 weeks they beat a winless Newark and a winless Grove City at the time. But this is a good test. This is one I was really looking forward to seeing. And you know what? Man, I tell you what, you give that team an A-plus for this one.
Well, one of the things that might go overlooked in this one. It's a neighborhood game. This is New Albany against Gahanna. I mean, they are neighbors. This is, I want to wear my letter jacket. You know, this is important
okay.
to this.
Okay, here's one for you. It's only the third time New Albany's beaten Gahanna. And this is their 19th meeting. The last time was in 2019. The time before that, 1930.
Well, there you have it. I don't remember that game.
You yeah, remember yeah, that maybe you were there,
no,
Larry.
I wasn't there.
Are you sure? You weren't there?
No, I'm not sure I wasn't there.
That's just an impressive win, though, for New Albany.
It really
is. 7-0 start. I think you mentioned first time since 2013. Mm-hmm. They're right there in the mix of the best teams in the area right now. They've been playing really well. Mm-hmm. And another team that's right there, I think a lot of people have them as the top team, that's Upper Arlington. They handle Olentangy Liberty tonight. The score 41-24 is the final. Their head coach, Justin Buttermore, stops by for his weekly chat with us on the Scoreboard Show. And Coach Buttermore, we've talked to a lot of these teams tonight. They got off to slow starts and then turned it on late in the game or in the second half. You guys did the exact opposite of that. You jumped on Liberty tonight, and we're up, I believe it was 31-3 early. I think we lost Coach Buttermore there. We'll try to get him back. We'll try to get him back on. But
he doesn't sound the same this week.
No, not at all. Maybe he didn't want to have his weekly chat. I'm not sure.
You know what, though? I know generally coaches aren't superstitious, but they keep winning. And what we're going through 3 weeks of the playoffs, I think if Upper Arlington keeps winning, he just might get a conference call with us to talk football.
Yeah.
If they make it, if they go further than that.
He'll probably want to keep talking to us for sure. I'll tell you what we'll do. Since we lost Coach Buttermore, we'll try to get him back. We will take a short break here on the Scoreboard Show. But when we come back, hopefully we'll get Coach Buttermore on, maybe a couple more coaches, and we'll run through some of these other scores as well. You're listening to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof, 444-ROOF.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs, more than 50% of our students receive financial aid, 100% are accepted to college. Parents and guardians of middle school-aged boys are invited to join us at a Cardinal Chat information session. The Cardinal Chats are hosted by parents, faculty, and staff of St. Charles in convenient locations all over Central Ohio. Be sure to reserve your spot at a nearby chat today by visiting cardinalchats.scprep.org. Or to learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org. That's stcharlesprep.org.
Welcome back, AM 820 Scoreboard Show. I'm Ryan Baker. He is the guru, Lee Cochran. And as always, we have our head coach with us, Larry Wolf. So we've run through some of the scores here in the Mid-State League and the OCC so far tonight. Let's run through some of the other scores in the area, starting with the City League. And City League got underway last night. Northland gets their first win of the year. They knock off Whetstone 36-6. South improves to 5-2. They beat Independence 54-22. City League games that happened tonight. Afrocentric, they improved to 5-1. They beat Columbus West tonight by a score of 50-6. In the Licking County League, the Licking County Buckeye, Zanesville improves to 4-2. They knock off Licking Heights 34-13. Watkins Memorial, they get a 21-6 win over Licking Valley tonight. Northridge 55-7. They beat Lakewood, and again, the story in that game,
J.D. Miller from Northridge rushes for 296 yards and a school record 6 touchdowns. He's also set the school season record with 16 touchdowns this year. In some non-league games, Hartley beats Centennial Final in that 14 of DeSales with a huge win over Steubenville, 36-21. The Stallions improved to 3-4 on the season. Granville, they are 6-0. They beat Waterson tonight 32-10, the final in that one. St. Charles gets a shutout 27-0 over Logan. Whitehall comes back late and gets Bishop Reedy 26-25 tonight. Columbus Academy squeaks by Fort Loramie 29-28. Rossford beats Eastmore Academy 28-27. London 29-10 winners over New Carlisle Tecumseh. West Jeff, it was close, but they get a 42-28 win over West Liberty Salem. Northmore beats East Knox tonight 24-7. Centerburg over Mount Gilead 49-14. Greenview shuts out Madison Plains 35-0. Worcester over Mount Vernon 39-7. Chillicothe gets by Washington Courthouse 21-19. And Westfall loses to Adena 42-12. Let's jump back to the OCC tonight. Olentangy Berlin in the Cardinal Division gets a huge win. They beat Hilliard Darby tonight 17-7, the final. And that one there, head coach Mark Norrie joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, coach, this seems kind of like, to me, a statement win for your program. How were you able to hold this Darby offense to just 7 points?
I'll tell you, defense did a great job tonight, and you know, I think they turned the ball over 4 times. 3 of them happened in their own red zone. And, you know, so it gave us some good field position on offense. But the defense really came alive tonight. And you know, it was an important series at the end of the half. We were up 10-0, and they were going down to the score. They quarter, and we were able to hold them there as well. So the defense was very timely in what they needed to do, and they did a great job and held the 7 points.
Yeah, Coach, and we've talked to you a lot about your offense, but, yeah, that play was a sack by Bennett Lawrence. You know, defensive back. I mean, are you just sending guys from anywhere, or, you know, how did that come about?
Well, I didn't mention last week, you know, Bennett's kind of that Swiss Army knife on defense for us. So we move him around a little bit more, and, you know, some of the younger guys have come along for us to fill in some other positions, which allows us to be more flexible with Bennett. So, you know, like I said, I really like our scheme this week and our game plan on both sides of the ball. But the kids went out and executed and did a good job.
Well, you know that the Darby team, they don't normally put the ball on the carpet 4 times in a night. So obviously your defense was ball hawking and doing things that they had to be doing to get the ball away from them. And they're usually a ball control offense. Well, to hold them down in yardage, to hold them down in plays, obviously your defense did a great job, but your offense also took care of business.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think there was 3 or 4 drives of close to 8 minutes for both teams. And so, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust was sort of the mantra tonight for both sides of the ball. I mean, we had a 14-play drive in the second quarter. I think we went for it on fourth down a couple of times and converted. They came out in the start of the third quarter, you know, and I think it was theirs. It was an 8.5-minute drive, and they put 7 points on the board. So, you know, I think the game was over, like, a little bit after 9 o'clock. It was fast. And, you know, so we were fortunate to come out on top there.
Well, Coach, you know, this is, you know, we've talked tonight, we've talked with you before about just how tough this division of the OCC is. I mean, you know, Olentangy last week, then, you know, Darby tonight, Jerome, Marysville. I mean, it just gets easier and easier for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter time of year, it doesn't matter day, it doesn't matter any of that stuff. And you know, I really think it's a credit to the coaches that are in our division and in this conference. I mean, this is not a 4-month-a-year job. This is a year-round job. And you can see how well these programs are run by all these coaches that run them, that, you know, their kids are working hard 12 months out of the year like everybody else. You have to. I mean, you have to. You'll get eaten alive. You know, if you're not staying as much with your program as you can outside of the regular season, I think you see that across the board. And it's just that competitive. It reminds me of the old John Gruden in Tampa when, you know, he never went to bed and won a Super Bowl, and everybody said, well, geez, we can't go to bed at night. We got to stay up all night. I feel kind of like that's this conference. Nobody can go to bed because the first guy that falls asleep is going to lose a game. So, but it is extremely competitive and, you know, for my fellow coaches and colleagues in the league do a really good job of preparing their programs.
Well, that's got to be a lot more fun than being in a division that's not as challenging as. I mean, I guess maybe you'd like an easy game once in a while, but this has got to be kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I mean, and it really challenges your coaching acumen. You know, it really does. I mean, we've gone now. In the last 3 weeks, I think we were wing T spread, back to triple option. Now we're going back to spread. Mary's going a little bit more wing T. I mean, it's all over the place. So, you know, our staff works extremely hard at what they do. I mean, we're like everybody else. You know, we're in Saturdays, Sundays trying to decode teams and figure them out and see the best thing. And then, as you guys know, you get after the first couple of series and it's all worthless because they're not doing anything for anyway.
They're cheating. They're all cheating.
But it does. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. It does challenge you as a coach, and ultimately, it makes you better. I mean, it really does because when you're seeing all these things and you're preparing for them week in and week out, you basically have three to 4 days to master another team and then go perform. You know, it gets you better for sure.
Well, one of the things too, and I just want to jump in here from a kid's perspective. It keeps it fresh for them because they're never seeing the same thing week after week after week. You can get bored playing six straight spread teams or six straight of anything. And in your divisions, I mean, Darby runs the triple, Marysville runs the wing T, Jerome runs the spread. I mean, it's like a hodgepodge of offenses. So your kids get a chance to see different, and they run different defenses. So it's kind of fun to prepare, and they have to be on their P's and Q's to prepare.
I'll tell you, and I'll say this just to piggyback on what you're saying. The guys that are really doing a great job for us, and they can't go unnoticed. We call them challenge team guys. That's what everybody refers to as scout team guys, but we call them challenge team guys in our program. And let me tell you something. Those guys have to learn new offenses every week. It's timing. It's a different type of blocking scheme. It's all these different things that, and you know, that other teams are doing. You know, we're teaching to them. We're taking time out of our periods during our practice to teach these guys, and they're just doing a phenomenal job. And you know, I really have to credit them with a lot of what's going on with our team because, you know, they don't get any credit. They're not out there on Friday night, but boy, those 3-4 days a week that we need them to give us the look that the other team's going to give us, they're just doing a phenomenal job.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the huge win tonight over a good Derby team. Two tough ones coming up. Good luck, Jerome and Marysville, on the schedule. Good luck to you and the Bears.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
He's the head coach of Olin Tangi Berlin, Mark Norrie. And I wanted to get to some other coaches here, but I want to. Does that make that game tonight, that win over Derby, Coach, that much more important with those two coming up the next 2 weeks?
Absolutely. I mean, in that division, you better win today. There is no next week. It's today because every one of those teams can beat you, and they will beat you. If Derby doesn't turn it over four times, maybe that score is different, but Derby did turn it over four times. It's that close. The games are that close, and it's only 17-7. It's not like with four turnovers you would think the game would be 28-7, 35-7. No, because Derby's going to stop them too. So that's how close all of these teams are. They're within one turnover of winning a game, and that's how narrow the margin for victory is, and that's what's fun when you get a victory like that. It's really exhilarating for a coach and his players. And he talked about the scout team. God, I love those kids. I mean, they're the challenge team for him. But the scout team, those kids are learning a whole – moms and dads want to see their kids on Friday night. But if you just see the growth of your child Monday through Thursday for 10 weeks running scout team, it's amazing to watch these kids play because that's next year's team.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a chance to watch those kids and how they adapt and adjust. It's a wonderful thing to watch.
Huge win for Berlin tonight. Huge. As they improved to 6-1 on the season. We got him back now. We're ready for our weekly chat with head coach of Upper Arlington, Justin Buttermore. And, Coach, I was starting to ask you before the phone cut out. We've seen a lot of teams tonight that struggled in the first half but really picked it up in the second half. It was kind of the opposite for you guys tonight. You jumped out to a big 31-3 lead early over Olin Tangi Liberty. What was the key tonight to your guys' fast start?
Well, we were really very good in the passing game early. You know, we knew that they were very stout against the run, and we knew we were going to have to throw the ball a little bit to hopefully run it later. And I thought that we really did a nice job of doing that. And then really defensively in the first half, we played pretty well. We were able to get them off the field and get the ball back for offense. So really a good first half of football.
Well, Coach, you've talked to us several times this year, and one thing that you've always said is the balance in the offense. You know, Carson had that huge game against Reynoldsburg, and you told us that he could do that every week, but to get to where you want to go, you need balance. Tonight you had it. Simon was 14 of 23 for 193 yards, three touchdowns. Carson was had 180 yards rushing and a couple touchdowns. I don't know that it gets more balanced than that. I mean, you had to be pretty pleased with your entire offense.
Yeah, I really were. I thought they played well all night. Obviously, Carson ran the ball extremely hard against, like I said, what is an excellent run defense. But Simon continues to make really good decisions, really poised in the pocket, and really very calm and poised outside the pocket. Made a lot of good plays tonight where he had to scramble, kept his eyes downfield, was able to find his targets late in a play.
Well, you guys are off to a great start. I mean, you're 7-0, and you join three or four other teams who are in that same bracket of being 7-0, but you don't get a chance to look down the road very far because Davidson's, you know, they're 5-2 now. They lost tonight, but that's a good Davidson team, and Bradley is a good Bradley team that beat them. So it's like your division. You got to play week to week, game to game, day to day, play to play almost, because if you take your eye off the ball, you guys will, you know, somebody will trip you up, and you know, hats off. You guys are 7-0. You're doing a great job on both sides of the ball, obviously.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but I mean, honestly, you're right. I mean, every week is a battle. We tell our kids that. And for us, it's Olin Tangy Orange, and I know they're struggling, and but the reality is they've been up in the fourth quarter against great teams like Pitt North, and I know they're right in it tonight. They've lost so many close games. That's a team that really could be sitting at 4-3 or 5-2. But so we know that they're a challenge too. They've got good personnel and they got great coaches. So we know that'll be a challenge next week.
Well, Coach, and now everybody's going to be gunning for you being 7-0, but when you're as successful as you are, you know, that's when guys like me start dusting off the record books. You know, it's the first program's first win over Olentangy Liberty tonight. Up Arlington 7-0 for the first time since 2000 when the Golden Bears finished 15-0 and won the state title. What do you do to keep it in perspective? I mean, coaches, just like you said, it's 1 week at a time. How do you convince these kids it's 1 week at a time?
We watch film on Saturday morning. There's always plenty to correct, no matter how much you win by, or you know, there's always things to correct. I mean, that's in life and in film, and you know, no matter how well you think you played, you're going to find some things that you could do better. So we constantly talk to our kids. It's a growth process. We want to get better and better as the year goes on. You want to be playing your best football, you know, each and every week. You should be building and building and building, and you don't want to take steps back. If you want to be a great team at the end of the year and in the playoffs, you can't take steps back. So, you know, we'll find plenty to work on, and you're right. I'm proud of what they've done and the success we've had, but the reality is we have a lot of room to grow.
That answer just made Coach Wolf's night. You're sending him home a happy man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's been in those film rooms.
Coach, with the success you're having right now, and as well as you guys are playing and beating a team like Liberty for the first time, like Lee said, do you sense that your kids are starting to get a confidence now that they're expecting to win? They know they can do this?
You know, I think we do have a confident group. You know, we talk to them all the time about, you know, approaching each game as its own entity, and every week is the most important week, and I think they've done a great job with that. But, you know, there's no doubt that I think they have some confidence, and they're playing better and better. They see, like you said, the balance of the offense, and, you know, the defense makes plays and gets stops when they need to. I think they have, and special teams again tonight was huge. We were able to get a little bloop kick that allowed us to score again before the end of half. So, you know, I think they've seen all three phases working. I think they trust the process and trust the coaches are telling them, and it's been a fun 7 weeks.
Well, Coach, congratulations on another win, a big one tonight over a good Olentangy Liberty team. We hope to be talking to you again next week, Coach.
Me too. Thanks, guys.
He's the head coach of Upper Arlington, Justin Buttermore, his team with a 41-24 win over Liberty. And Lee, I texted you this week. You know, we've talked. I was big on Upper Arlington at the start of the season, and I texted you this week, and I almost picked Liberty to win this game. I just had I don't know what it was. I got this feeling. This is classic Liberty. They're rolling now. They're going to get the big dog. They're going to knock them off. But I didn't. I stayed with my head. I went Upper Arlington, and I'm glad I didn't switch it.
I think you kind of get that feel when a team's got something special going on.
A little swag going right now.
Yeah, they really do. And, you know, I guess it's easy to have it when you're 7-0. But you know, it seems like they keep it in perspective. You know, we've talked to, you know, the three of the undefeated coaches, and they all seem to have it in perspective because, hey, let's be honest, none of those three that we've talked to tonight are really that household names, the ones that you'd say, okay, it starts here. So maybe that's a little bit more to prove.
That elephant's still in the room. They're out there on the east side. They're still there.
Oh, yeah.
And don't talk about Pickerington Central.
I thought they were Tigers.
They're a secret. I'm just saying they're the elephant in the room because until somebody knocks them off.
How strange is it, though?
Yeah.
We've been on here almost 2 hours, and it's the second time we've even mentioned Pickerington Central.
And they have been the preeminent powerhouse.
Yeah. And they still are.
And they still are a preeminent powerhouse until somebody takes them down. I thought his comment about we're going to go in the film room tomorrow, we're going to see a lot of things to fix. I often wonder, gee, how good we would be as teachers if we could do that in our classrooms. You know, if we can do that in our math classes and say, here's the film, boys. We didn't do very well on this one. Let's go.
And you know what? It's funny you talk about that elephant in the room out on the east side there that wears purple and white. I'm just looking at their schedule in those final two games, Kauffman and Davidson. Those have been huge rivalries with Arlington for a long time, and Arlington always hasn't come out on the right end of that, even when they may have had the better season.
And Kauffman just stubbed their toe tonight. They're not going to be in a very good mood the next couple weeks. I'm just saying right now, I know those guys. They are nasty. They are going to be angry as a bunch of bees tomorrow morning.
But you got to think of what Coach Buttermore's done in two seasons. And I know a lot of it has to do with the kids, and I get that. But especially at the high school level, coaching so important. It's important at every level. And, you know, Coach Wolf, you know that far better than I do. But what he's done in 2 years to have that program on the path towards the best season since 2000, I mean, that's just amazing.
Lee, it's funny you said that because before you got here tonight, Larry and I had that exact same conversation about how important coaching is.
Which is why I got out of it.
We're going to go ahead and take our final break of the evening tonight. But when we come back, we will run through all of the scores one more time. We'll also get some final thoughts from the guru and our head coach, Coach Wolf. Coming up next, the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Abel Roof.
It's easy to lose focus in our busy world. Oakland Nursery encourages you to put the important things in life at the center of your life. When you look at your daily schedule, ask yourself if things like prayer, family, and friends are a priority. Oakland Nursery is conveniently located in Columbus, Delaware, New Albany, and Dublin, or you can shop online at oaklandnursery.com. Oaklandnursery.com.
Working as part of a team is strong. Working with a team of more than 1 million soldiers is Army strong. Join the U.S. Army and train in one of more than 150 career fields. That's more options than any other military branch. Visit your local Army recruiter or log on to GoArmy.com for more. There's strong, and then there's Army strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
If you're exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list. As a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries, Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Final segment, week number 7 of the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show. Ryan Baker here with you, along with the guru Lee Cochran from This Week Sports and our head coach Larry Wolf. Hey guys, one final time here. Don't forget, if you missed any of the scores tonight, you can get them at our website, AMA20Scoreboard.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at AMA20Scoreboard. And of course, always make sure you go over, put it in your daily routine to go over to ThisWeekSports.com. Tonight you're going to get those recaps, and then the rest of the week something every day.
Yeah, you know, we come out with Jared Orey's perspective on what's happened. We've got our Super 7. We've got our predictions. We've got our previews. It's a fun time of the year because we're doing something every day on the website, and it's fun. I mean, we try to do everything we can.
It's a lot of work, but I know you and all your guys love it because it's football and it's what all you guys love to do.
Yeah, you know, you love all the sports, but you know, let's not kid ourselves. There's something special about football. It's one day a week. It's everything's geared up for Friday night. And, you know, it's a special moment.
In half the towns in this state, Friday night, the town is empty because they're all on the road going to watch their kids play a football game. And if we had more of that in more sports and in more things, it'd just be even better because it's just Friday night is so special. It's so special, and to be in a state where it's important, that's really super.
And it's also nice. We've got a lot of good football here in Central Ohio, and it's fun to watch here. And this is an exciting time as we head down the stretch heading towards the playoffs. Let's go ahead and run through all the scores again. Let's start in the City League. They had games playing tonight or last night, tonight, and then they're going to have one that finishes tomorrow. That's because in the City League North, Beechcroft and Lyndon McKinley last night was suspended with 5 minutes left in the game due to multiple reasons. They hope to resume tomorrow afternoon. Beechcroft was winning in that game 26-14. Whoever does win that game, hopefully it does get restarted tomorrow in the driver's seat for the City League North. Last night in the North, 36-6 was the final. Northland gets their first win over Whetstone. In the South Division, last night Columbus South beat Independence 54-22. Tonight in the South, Afrocentric gets by West 50-6. In the OCC tonight, in the Buckeye, Pickerington Central, that elephant in the room, as Larry liked to call them out there on the east side, they knock off Central Crossing tonight, 49-6. They improve to 6-1. Lancaster is 3-4 on the year. They beat Groveport by a final of 30-14. Reynoldsburg, 62-0 winners over Newark tonight. They're 2-4 now. But Lee, more importantly, they're 2-0 in the league. They're right there now with Lancaster and Pick Central for that the tops in that league at 2-0.
Yeah, well, and that's a big game next week. Reynoldsburg and Lancaster play in Reynoldsburg, and that'll be the winner of that. Then, you know, going to face Pickerington Central probably for the league title.
And that will always, all those teams, when Reynoldsburg picks Central and Lancaster, all of them, throw them in a group there. They've played each other for so long. Those are always fun games and can go any way. In the Capital Division, Big Walnut, they're 7-0. They beat Worthington Kilbourne tonight, 56-28, scored the final 28 points of that game. Canal Winchester, they're 5-2. They beat Westerville North tonight, 35-21. Westerville South, they are 4-2. They beat Delaware tonight, 49-7, the final in that one. And Dublin Scioto improves to 5-2. They shut out Franklin Heights, 71-0. In the Cardinal Division, Marysville shuts out Dublin Jerome, 34-0. That's a good Jerome team, Larry, and Marysville just suffocated tonight.
It was 7-0 at halftime, and Marysville recovered their own fumble in the end zone for a touchdown, and that kind of broke the dam, and the rest is history. They just put the hammer down the rest of the way.
Olin Tangi Berlin, they get a 17-7 win over Hilliard Darby. Tough sledding for them, though, the next 2 weeks as they play Jerome and then Marysville in weeks 8 and 9. Olin Tangi, they're 3-4. They get by Thomas Worthington, 28-7. In the Central Division, Dublin Kaufman improves to 3-4. They hang on in double overtime to beat Olin Tangi Orange, 34-28. Lee, we are looking at an Orange team that could very easily go 0-10 this
year.
Yeah,
we talked about that, you know, you hate being cliched, but they're not a bad team. They're really not. You know,
they're just finding ways to come up short.
Yeah, I mean, but like I say, the only team that they played with the losing records, Olin Tangi, and Olin Tangi is 3-4. I mean, their schedule might be top and bottom, the toughest in Central High in Division One.
Let's just put it this way. They're 0-7, and they're not a bad team. They're not a bad team. No. Most 0-7 teams are bad teams.
Yeah,
they're not a bad team.
You knew he's going to repeat that tomorrow morning?
Coach Buttermore, absolutely.
And the only team that they've really been blown out by was Toledo Central Catholic. Everything has been close. Even the Pick North game got away a little late, but that one was close till the down the wire. So, it's 0-7 team, but they're definitely not an 0-7 team by how good they are, at least. Hilliard-Davidson, they're 5-2 now on the year. That's because they lose to Hilliard-Bradley, 23-17. Bradley improves to 3-4, and Upper Arlington is 7-0. They beat Olin Tangi Liberty, 41-24. In the Ohio Division, Gahanna scores 24 straight points in the second half. They beat New Albany beats Gahanna 31-3. Grove City gets their first win of the year, 20-14. They beat Westerville Central. And Pickerington North gets by Westland, 20-7, the final. That's going to be a big game, Week 9 league, Pick North in New Albany for the league championship.
Yeah, it will be. And, you know, if you know Coach Hellerich, you know, There's no way. I mean, that game should have been this close tonight. You know, we don't know what transpired, as you said earlier, but that's a very surprising score. Yeah, that film room could be interesting tomorrow.
It'd be interesting to talk to Coach Hillerich and see exactly how that game played out on the pick north side, at least. In the Mid-State League, Ohio Division, Harvest Prep gets a shutout, 37-0 over Bexley. Buckeye Valley's 4-3. They beat Grandview, 31-6. In the Buckeye, Amanda Clear Creek, they're 5-2. They beat Hamilton Township, 24-7. That sets up a big one next week against Taze Valley, who's 7-0. They beat Circleville, 49-21. Bloom Carroll, they're also 7-0, 35-7 winners over Fairfield Union, and Liberty Union pitches a shutout 31-0 over Logan Elm. In the Licking County League, the Buckeye Division, Zanesville 34-13 winners over Licking Heights, and Watkins Memorial beats Licking Valley 21-0. Didn't see a final on this one, guys, but Heath was up big over Utica at one point. Looking here, it was at least 28-0. I think it actually had gotten to at least 35-0 was the last I saw. Don't have a final on that, but Heath was up big. And Northridge gets a big 55-7 win over Lakewood. In some non-league games, Hartley 55-14 winners over Centennial. DeSales with the upset over Steubenville 36-21. Granville 6-0. They beat Watterson 32-10. St. Charles gets their second win of the year 27-0. They beat Logan. Whitehall comes from behind and knocks off Reedy 26-25. Columbus Academy edges Fort Loramie 29-28. Rossford 28-27 winners over Eastmore tonight. London 29-10. They beat Tecumseh. Jonathan Alder 24-21 winners over Kenton Ridge. West Jeff 42. West Liberty Salem 28. Northmore 24-7 winners over East Knox. Centerburg 49-14. They beat Mount Gilead tonight. Greenview gets the shutout over Madison Plains, 35-0. Worcester, 39-7 winners over Mount Vernon. Chillicothe, 21. Washington Courthouse, 19. And Adena beats Westfall, 40-12. We have come to that time in the show where the guru, I look to you, and I get your final thoughts.
I think the right now, you know, I'm just really impressed with the teams who are unbeaten. I mean, I don't think that, you know, any of us would have said, okay, Big Walnut, New Albany, Upper Arlington, Marys are going to be unbeaten. You know, the other teams in the area, you know, Taze Valley, Bloom Carroll, Granville, West Jeff, and North Catholic going into tomorrow. Some of those teams you might expect to be undefeated. But those ones, and I'm curious to see how it plays out in the coming weeks, to see how the teams, the players, the coaches handle this. Because with each win, Coach, you get a little bit more pressure, don't you?
Absolutely. And you put it on yourself because you want to finish that job. When you talk about this OCC league, you've got four leaders are all undefeated. You've got a team in the East is 5-1, and nobody's talking about them. And it's going to make for one heck of a playoff. I mean, it's going to be one heck of a playoff because there are going to be some really good teams at that 5-5, 6-4, and they can beat anybody. I mean, and then you've got some really good football. And I think we found out, or I think we know, that the best OCC division is the Cardinal?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's just murderer's row. Every single week it's murderer's row. And you could be a good team there and lose three or four games, and oh well, you think you're not a good team, and you could be a very good team.
But so. I guess the biggest surprise to me of the night, and you hate saying it, is DeSales going down to Steubenville and winning that. And you hate to say a DeSales victory is a surprise, but that really is. And I think Coach Wiggett, he wouldn't say that. I mean, you're not going into a game thinking you can't win, but I think he would even be, you know,
on the road at Steubenville. If you've never been there, I'm telling you, it's a war zone. It's like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And they play 9 out of 10 at home, so there's a reason.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is next week, you know, it's another one of those schedules. It doesn't have the marquee game. And when that happened a few weeks ago, we had some very exciting games. You know, probably the biggest, the most marquee game would probably be Berlin and Jerome.
It's funny you say marquee game, and I get what you're saying. Kaufman, Davidson, Watterson, DeSales. And those aren't marquee games right now this year.
I would say they're traditionally, yes. But they're, you know, I mean, we're used to seeing, you know, the CCO games, you know, the Hartley and DeSales being the marquee game. But, you know, with, you know, because Waterson's what, 4-3 now? And
I saw a Waterson team that had no business beating DeSales, beat DeSales just about 3 years ago. They beat him in the mud up there at Hagley Field, and we said, there's no way that can happen.
That was a Week 10 game. I remember that well.
It was a great game for Waterson.
Yeah, Upper Arlington, Kauffman. I mean,
here's one for you next week, a big one in the small school divisions, Bern Union, Worthington Christian. That will be a ball game.
Yeah, that one. But Worthington Christian was coming off last week just getting pummeled.
Yeah, but Lima Central Catholic has pummeled a lot of teams this year.
Yeah, they're pretty good team.
Yeah.
And you talk about next week, and we love jumping ahead. And next week there are good games on here. My eye is peeking ahead to week 9 because there are some huge matches.
Yeah, a whole lot of undefeateds are not going to be undefeated after 9.
And it's hard at this time of year not to look ahead for sure as we make this push towards the playoffs. A big thanks and congratulations to all of our coaches that called in tonight. Ryan Wiggins of St. Francis DeSales, huge win over Steubenville. Britt Johnson of Marysville, shutout over Dublin Jerome. D. Coker from St. Charles. Mark Weber from Taze Valley, his team sitting there at 7-0. Bubba Kidwell of New Albany, the Eagles. Big win, 31-3 over Gahanna. Justin Buttermore of Upper Arlington, his team may just be the best team in the area. And Mark Norrie of Olentangy Berlin. And again, congratulations to all of the coaches and teams that won here in week number 7. A big thanks to our associate producer, Caden Grady, doing a great job in there on the phones. And of course, for the guru, Lee Cochran of this week's sports, and our head coach, Larry Wolf, I'm Ryan Baker saying one final time, thanks for listening to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, everyone. We'll see you next week.